Are you tired of feeling insecure, as if you're not enough, or that you're constantly being judged? Do you want to build an unshakable confidence and inner peace? Today, we're diving into the ancient philosophy of Stoicism to discover 7 powerful tips for dealing with insecurity. This wisdom has stood the test of time, and it's about to change your life. Step 1. Focus on what you can control. The paradox of power is at the heart of Stoic thought. Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, and other old Stoics stressed how important it is to know the difference between what we can control and what we can't. When dealing with fear, this concept is especially strong. We often lose a lot of energy in life by thinking about things we can't change. We worry about what other people think, how things will turn out, and even the past and future. This habit makes us feel insecure because it depends on other people to give us a sense of worth and safety. Stoicism tells us to take back our power by focusing on the only things we can change: our thoughts, actions, and attitudes. Let's say you're worried about giving a talk soon. Focus on what you can control instead of worrying about how people will react or what technology problems might come up. Carefully plan your speech, practice giving it, and keep an upbeat attitude. Focusing on your efforts instead of the result will help you feel better about yourself and reduce stress. He wrote in his Meditations, "You have control over your mind, not over events outside of your mind. Know this, and you will be strong." This idea supports the Stoic idea that our real power lies within us. By seeing things from this point of view, we can slowly let go of worries that come from outside factors and develop a sense of inner security. Focusing on the things we can change makes us more likely to take action. Fear or doubt don't stop us from moving toward our goals. Instead, they stop us in our tracks. This proactive method boosts self-efficacy and grit, which makes people feel even less insecure. This concept becomes a leading light in our daily lives as we learn to live by it. We can stop, think, and ask ourselves, "Is this within my control?" Whenever we feel insecure, we let it go with grace if the answer is no. If the answer is yes, we put our energy into doing good things. Giving ourselves power through this exercise gives us peace of mind, knowing that we've done our best within our reach. Step 2. Practice self-discipline. Self-control is an important part of Stoic thought. The Stoics thought that to live a good and satisfying life, you had to control your mind and body. When it comes to living with fear, self-discipline is a strong tool. Being strong on the inside, making good habits, and feeling in charge of our lives are all helped by it. Self-discipline starts with doing little things over and over again. It's about holding ourselves responsible for our actions, making plans, and setting goals. For example, if you're worried about your physical health, practicing self-discipline could mean making a promise to work out regularly, eat well, and get enough sleep. When you do these things regularly, they not only make you healthier, but they also boost your confidence and sense of self-worth. The Stoics also said that mental control was very important. To do this, we have to train our brains to concentrate, ignore distractions, and think good things. Another well-known Stoic philosopher, Seneca, said, "He who is brave is free." Being free means controlling our fears and urges, which often make us feel unsafe. We gain control over our thoughts and feelings by learning mental discipline. This makes fear less powerful. Having daily routines is a useful way to learn self-discipline. Start your day with a pattern in the morning that includes things like reading, writing in a book, or meditating. These habits help you feel grounded, set a good mood for the day, and strengthen your resolve to grow as a person. In the same way, make an evening habit that helps you think about what you did well and what you could have done better. Over time, doing these routines regularly will make you more self-disciplined. Self-discipline means choosing things that are in line with our ideals and long-term goals. It means saying no to short-term pleasures that hurt our health and yes to actions that help us grow and be stronger. For instance, if you want to put things off or talk badly to yourself, Learning self-discipline means focusing on doing useful things or remembering your skills. Self-discipline also makes you stronger when things go wrong. Life is uncertain, and problems will always come up. The controlled habits we have keep us from falling into fear when we face problems. Instead, we think about problems in a way that helps us solve them, because we know we have the strength to keep going. In other words, self-discipline means building a strong base for our lives. It means we promise to take care of our physical, mental, and social health. When we learn to be self-disciplined, we feel more confident and safe inside. We become less reliant on approval from other people and stronger in our sense of self-worth. Ultimately, this change frees us from the grip of fear by giving us the strength to handle life's unknowns with ease and courage. Step 3. Embrace impermanence. Stoicism is based on the idea of impermanence. The Stoics knew that everything in life is temporary, including our bodies, our belongings, our relationships, and our successes. Accepting that things will change is an important part of dealing with fear because it helps us see change and loss in a healthy way. Our need for safety and durability is one of the main things that makes us feel unsafe. We're afraid of losing what we have or not being able to get what we want. The Stoics, on the other hand, teach us to just accept that life changes. When we accept that things change, we can let go of our foolish ideals and the stress they cause. When you are about to put your hand to some undertaking, remind yourself what kind of undertaking it is. Epictetus wrote in his Enchiridion, "This thought-provoking warning helps us see that everything changes." For example, if you're worried about your job stability, realizing that no job is stable can help you focus on getting skills and experiences that make you more flexible. Accepting that things change over time also means valuing the present. To avoid stressing out about the future or focusing on the past, we learn to enjoy the present moment. Mindfulness is a technique that can help you feel less anxious and more satisfied. Being fully present in the present makes us stronger when we think about the unknowns of the future. Realizing that things change over time also helps us change how we think about our mistakes and losses. We don't see them as lasting marks on our self-worth. Instead, we see them as short-term events that can help us learn and grow. This change in point of view makes loss less painful and gives us more faith to try again. Negative vision was also something that the Stoics believed in. This means picturing losing things we care about, like our health, our loved ones, or our things. You might think this is sad, but it helps us realize how short life is and be thankful for what we have. When we think about how things change, we become less attached to them and better able to handle them. Embracing change also makes you more compassionate and empathetic. When we know that everyone loses things and goes through changes, we are kinder to ourselves and to others. This sense of shared humanity makes us feel less alone and unsafe by telling us that we are not the only ones going through hard times. In real life, accepting change means having an open attitude. It means being willing to try new things, adjusting to change, and giving up the need for security all the time. We become more flexible and strong when we realize that change is the only thing that stays the same. This ability to adapt gives us the strength to handle life's unknowns with ease and confidence. Ultimately, accepting that things change frees us from the chains of fear. It teaches us to fully experience the present, value how short life is, and find power in our ability to change. By letting this Stoic principle sink in, we develop a deep sense of inner peace and strength, knowing that we can handle anything that comes our way with calmness and confidence. Step 4. Seek wisdom and knowledge. One of the most important ideas in Stoic thought is to seek understanding and knowledge. The Stoics thought that being wise, or able to tell right from wrong, and make good decisions, was important for having a good life. When we're dealing with fear, finding understanding and information gives us the tools to learn more about ourselves, make smart choices, and build inner strength. Not knowing enough about ourselves, our skills, and the world around us is a major cause of fear. We get rid of this confusion and gain understanding by finding wisdom and knowledge. This understanding then gives us the strength to face life's obstacles with confidence and strength. The Stoics believe that people should always be thinking about themselves and learning new things. Self-reflection means looking at our ideas, actions, and reasons for doing them on a regular basis. It helps us figure out why we feel insecure and deal with them in a healthy way. For example, if you're not sure of your skills, thinking about what you've done well in the past and what you could do better can help you. Being aware of yourself helps you accept yourself and grow. Continuous learning, on the other hand, means getting information from many places, like books, teachers, life events, and even problems. These people called Stoics thought that every event, good or bad, is a chance to learn and grow. It was Marcus Aurelius who said, "What stands in the way becomes the way." This way of thinking helps us see problems as lessons to be learned instead of threats to our self-worth. To get understanding and information, you need to keep your mind interested and open. It means asking questions about views and opinions and looking at things from different points of view. Being intellectually curious not only helps us learn new things, but it also makes us stronger. We become less afraid of uncertainty and more sure of our ability to change and learn when we approach the unknown with an open mind. In real life, there are different ways to seek understanding and knowledge. Reading philosophy, psychology, and self-help books can help you understand how people act and grow as a person. Having deep talks with teachers, classmates, and even strangers helps us see things from different points of view. You can learn new things and improve your skills by taking part in training, classes, and online groups. The Stoics stressed how important it was to make sure that our deeds were in line with our beliefs and principles. To find wisdom, we need to know what our core values are and use them to guide our decisions. When our deeds match our beliefs, we gain honesty and respect for ourselves. This alignment makes us feel less insecure because it bases our sense of worth on our character instead of approval from other people. Having a growth attitude is also part of seeking understanding and knowledge. This way of thinking, made popular by scientist Carol Dweck, is based on the idea that we can improve our skills and knowledge by working hard and not giving up. When we have a growth attitude, we see problems as chances to get better instead of as threats to our self-esteem. This change in point of view makes people more resilient and less afraid. The Stoics believe that people should be thankful and humble. Being grateful means noticing and enjoying the good things in our lives. It changes our attention from what we don't have to what we do have, which makes us feel less insecure and inadequate. Being humble, on the other hand, means being aware of our flaws and willing to learn from others. It makes people feel like they are all linked and takes away the pressure to be great. So, the search for information and understanding lasts a lifetime. We have to be willing to think about ourselves, keep learning, and make sure our behaviors are in line with our beliefs. We become clearer, stronger, and more resilient as we seek knowledge. We become stronger in our sense of self-worth and less likely to feel insecure. This change gives us the strength to handle life's unknowns with poise and confidence, which leads to a more satisfying and important life. Step 5. Live with integrity. Stoic thought is based on the idea of honesty. The Stoics thought that acting in line with our beliefs and principles, or living with ethics, was the only way to find inner peace and happiness. People who deal with uncertainty find that ethics is a strong base. It helps us feel good about ourselves by putting our worth in our character instead of what other people say about us. This builds self-respect and confidence. To live with ethics, we must first understand what our core beliefs and standards are. These ideals guide what we do and how we make choices. Being honest and having self-respect come from acting in a way that is in line with our morals. This connection makes us feel less insecure because it gives us a solid sense of our own worth. The Stoics stressed how important it was to be honest and real. It was Epictetus who said, "First tell yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." This advice makes it clear how important it is to stick to our values and beliefs. you can build trust and respect in yourself and in your relationships by being honest and true to yourself. To live with ethics, we have to take responsibility for what we do. The Stoics thought that being responsible for your actions was very important. We don't blame outside forces for our problems. Instead, we own the decisions we made and the results of those choices. Being responsible gives us the strength to grow and learn from our mistakes. Having a sense of power over our lives is improved by feeling less useless and unsafe. Having integrity also means setting and sticking to good limits. We have to say no to partnerships and acts that hurt our beliefs and health. Setting limits helps us keep our sense of self-worth and lessens the effect that outside forces have on our safety. This habit builds self-respect and gives us the strength to put our health first. When we live with ethics, we do our best in everything we do. Stoics thought that people should strive for arete, which means greatness or morality. This goal requires us to do our best in everything we do, even if no one else notices or rewards us. By focusing on the work we do instead of the result, we boost our confidence and drive. This method makes you less dependent on outside approval and increases your sense of satisfaction. In real life, there are many things that can be done to live with ethics. We might have to stand up for what we believe in even if other people don't agree with us. It could mean making moral choices in our personal and work lives, putting truth and honesty first. It could also mean taking care of ourselves and putting our health first, because we know we can't help others well if we don't take care of ourselves first. Being honest in your daily life also makes you stronger when bad things happen. When things go wrong or problems arise, our dedication to our beliefs gives us a solid base. When things get tough, we have a strong sense of purpose and know that we are acting in line with our values. This resolve lessens the effects of fear and gives us the strength to keep going. Being honest makes our relationships better. People believe and value us more when we are honest and true to ourselves. These good ties give you support, which makes you feel less alone and unsafe. We make people feel safe and like they belong by building relationships based on trust and honesty. Being honest with ourselves and our ideals is what it means to live with integrity. It means committing to being real, honest, and responsible for your actions. When we live with ethics, we build a strong base for our self-worth, which makes it less important for other people to validate our safety. This change gives us the strength to handle life's unknowns with poise and confidence, which leads to a more satisfying and important life. Step 6. Challenge negative thoughts. Negative thoughts are a significant source of insecurity. They often stem from self-doubt, fear, and past experiences. The Stoics recognize the power of our thoughts in shaping our reality. By challenging and reframing negative thoughts, we can reduce insecurity and cultivate a more positive and resilient mindset. The first step in challenging negative thoughts is awareness. The Stoics believed in the practice of self-examination, regularly examining our thoughts and emotions. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." This insight emphasizes the importance of monitoring our mental state. By becoming aware of our negative thoughts, we can address them constructively. Once we are aware of negative thoughts, the next step is to question their validity. Negative thoughts often arise from cognitive distortions, irrational, and exaggerated thinking patterns. For instance, if you think, "I'm not good enough," ask yourself, "Is this thought based on facts or assumptions?" Challenge the evidence supporting the thought and consider alternative perspectives. This practice, known as cognitive restructuring, helps us develop a more balanced and realistic view of ourselves and our abilities. The Stoics encourage the practice of detachment from our thoughts. Epictetus taught that we are not our thoughts, rather, we are observers of our thoughts. This perspective allows us to create distance between ourselves and our negative thoughts. Instead of identifying with the thought, we can observe it objectively and choose whether to accept or reject it. This detachment reduces the emotional impact of negative thoughts and empowers us to respond with clarity. Another effective technique is replacing negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Positive affirmations are statements that reinforce our strengths, values, and potential. For example, if you're struggling with self-doubt, replace the thought, "I can't do this," with "I have the skills and determination to succeed." Repeating positive affirmations regularly reprograms our subconscious mind, fostering a more positive self-image and reducing insecurity. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of focusing on the present moment. Negative thoughts often arise from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. By practicing mindfulness, we anchor ourselves in the present, reducing the influence of negative thoughts. Mindfulness involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It helps us develop a sense of calm and clarity, reducing anxiety and insecurity. Challenging negative thoughts involves taking constructive action. The Stoics believed in the importance of aligning our thoughts with our actions. If you're feeling insecure about a particular situation, identify practical steps you can take to address it. For instance, if you're anxious about an upcoming exam, create a study plan and seek support from peers or mentors. Taking action reduces feelings of helplessness and builds confidence. Seeking support from others can be invaluable. Sharing our thoughts and feelings with trusted friends, family, or a therapist provides perspective and validation. Others can offer insights and encouragement, helping us challenge and reframe our negative thoughts. Building a supportive network reduces feelings of isolation and fosters a sense of security. Ultimately, challenging negative thoughts is a continuous practice. It requires awareness, questioning, and intentional effort. By adopting these Stoic principles, we develop a more positive and resilient mindset. We become less susceptible to insecurity and more anchored in our sense of self-worth. This transformation empowers us to navigate life's challenges with confidence and grace, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Step 7. Accept and embrace adversity. Adversity is an inevitable part of life. The Stoics believe that accepting and embracing adversity is essential for personal growth and resilience. In the context of dealing with insecurity, facing challenges head-on helps us build inner strength and confidence. By viewing adversity as an opportunity for growth, we transform our perspective and reduce feelings of insecurity. The first step in accepting adversity is acknowledging its inevitability. The Stoics taught that life is full of uncertainties and challenges. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This insight encourages us to see obstacles not as threats, but as opportunities for growth. By accepting that adversity is a natural part of life, we become less fearful and more prepared to face it. Embracing adversity involves cultivating a mindset of resilience. Resilience is the ability to adapt and bounce back from setbacks. The Stoics believe that our response to adversity shapes our character. Instead of avoiding challenges, we can choose to confront them with courage and determination. This proactive approach builds resilience and reduces the impact of insecurity. The Stoics emphasize the importance of maintaining a positive attitude in the face of adversity. Epictetus advised, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This perspective highlights the power of our attitude in shaping our experiences. By adopting a positive and constructive attitude, we can navigate challenges with grace and confidence. Another key aspect of embracing adversity is learning from our experiences. The Stoics believe that every situation, whether positive or negative, offers valuable lessons. When we encounter difficulties, we can ask ourselves, "What can I learn from this?" This mindset transforms adversity into a catalyst for growth and self-improvement. By focusing on the lessons and insights gained, we build a sense of purpose and resilience. Gratitude involves recognizing and appreciating the positive aspects of our lives, even during challenging times. By shifting our focus from what we lack to what we have, we cultivate a sense of contentment and reduce feelings of insecurity. Practicing gratitude also helps us maintain perspective and resilience. Accepting and embracing adversity involves taking proactive steps to address challenges. This might include seeking support from others, developing problem-solving skills, and maintaining self-care practices. By taking constructive action, we reduce feelings of helplessness and build confidence. This proactive approach fosters a sense of control and resilience. Embracing adversity involves accepting our vulnerabilities and imperfections. The Stoics taught that vulnerability is a natural part of the human experience. By acknowledging our limitations and embracing our humanity, we build self-compassion and reduce feelings of insecurity. This acceptance fosters a sense of inner peace and resilience. The Stoics believed in the importance of aligning our actions with our values and principles. When we face adversity, acting in accordance with our values provides a stable foundation. It helps us navigate challenges with integrity and resilience. By staying true to our principles, we build a sense of self-respect and confidence. Ultimately, accepting and embracing adversity is about cultivating a mindset of growth and resilience. It requires acknowledging the inevitability of challenges, maintaining a positive attitude, and taking proactive steps to address difficulties. By adopting these Stoic principles, we transform adversity into an opportunity for growth. We become less susceptible to insecurity and more anchored in our sense of self-worth. This transformation empowers us to navigate life's uncertainties with confidence and grace, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. By focusing on what we can control, practicing self-discipline, embracing impermanence, seeking wisdom and knowledge, living with integrity, challenging negative thoughts, and accepting and embracing adversity, we cultivate inner strength, resilience, and confidence. These Stoic principles empower us to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and courage, ultimately leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. As we internalize these teachings, we transform our mindset and reduce the impact of insecurity, fostering a sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Thank you for joining me on this journey, and may you find strength and inspiration in the timeless wisdom of Stoicism.